Second Chronicles, chapter 13. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Yehuda. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, mighty men of valor. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, you Jeroboam and all Israel. Ought you not know that Yahweh Elohim of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, has risen up and has rebelled against his master. And there are gathered to him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted and could not withstand them. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of Yahweh in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves, which Jeroboam made you for Elohim. Have you not cast out the priests of Yahweh, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nations of other lands, so that whosoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bullock and 7 rams, the same may be a priest of them that are not Elohim? But as for us, Yahweh is our Elohim, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests that minister to Yahweh are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn to Yahweh every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The showbread also do they set in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with the lamps of it to burn every evening. For we keep the charge of Yahweh our Elohim, but you have forsaken him. And behold, Yahweh himself is with us for our captains, and his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, do not fight against Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, for you will not prosper." But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come out from behind them. So they were before Yehuda, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Yehuda looked back, the battle was in front and behind. And they cried to Yahweh, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. And then the men of Yehuda gave a shout. And as the men of Yehuda shouted, it came to pass that Yahweh smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Yehuda. And the children of Israel fled before Yehuda, and Yahweh delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people killed them with a great slaughter. So there fell down killed of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time. And the children of Yehuda prevailed, because they relied upon Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers. And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam, and took cities from him, Bethel with the towns of it, and Yeshana with the towns of it, and Ephraim with the towns of it. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and Yahweh struck him, and he died. But Abijah waxed mighty, and married 14 wives, and begat 22 sons and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways, and his sayings, are written in the story of the prophet Iddo. End of chapter.